beats my heart. A cinema skull screen show in a dancing bird of paradise. If I'm butter, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife. He makes my heart. A cinema skull screen show in a dancing bird of paradise. He excites me. Must be like the Genesis rhythm. I get feisty whenever I'm with him. If I'm butter, if he makes my heart a cinema skull screen show in a dancing bird of paradise. I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, he's a pat of butter. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another. If I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a cinema skull screen show in a dancing bird of paradise. He excites me, must be like the Genesis of rhythm. I get feisty whenever I'm with him. If I'm butter, if I'm a hot knife, he makes my heart a cinema skull screen show in a dancing bird of paradise.
Get me. Music right there from Irish art, pop, and dance artist Roisin Murphy. Ruby Blue is the name of the song. It is also the name of the album going back to 2005. I thought I'd play that in anticipation of Roisin Murphy's recent release, like just last Friday, recent release of her new album, Hit Parade. Really hoping it comes through the station so that I can play it for you and we can enjoy it together here on Girly So Groovy on future episodes. In the middle, it is the always talented Fiona Apple from her album, The Idler Wheel. We heard Hot Knife, one of my favorite Fiona Apple songs. And then starting the second hour, it is brand new music from Feist, her first album in 6 years. The new album is called Multitudes. We heard the opening song, In Lightning, from Feist. Right now, it is new music that really caught me off guard in a delightful, wonderful way. 1980s Bubblegum is an essential collection, a treasure trove, if you will, of songs by an unjustly obscure Australian band known as The Particles, whose jangly rock helped invent indie pop and twee in the early 1980s. Hey, I have been hosting Girly So Groovy for over 22 years, and I'm just hearing of The Particles, and I am so glad I did. Let's enjoy them together right now. Here they are, The Particles, here on Girly So Groovy.
So I'm dry.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music right there from Seattle, punk pop quartet, Taco Cat. The song is called The Joke of Life. The album is called This Mess is a Place. In the middle, it is the always delightful, sugary indie rock band, Always. I didn't mean to say it like that, but yes, Always. Always is the band. We heard the song, Atop a Cake, and that comes from Always' self-titled debut album. And then starting things off with that set, it is music from The Particles. As I was saying before the set, The Particles are an unjustly obscure Australian band that are just getting noticed now for their contribution to indie pop in the early 1980s. It is such a great album. The album is called 1980s Bubblegum, and the title sums up exactly the type of rock and roll that it is. We heard the song Driving Me from The Particles. We'll definitely be featuring them a number of times coming up on future episodes of Girly So Groovy. The Particles really remind me of Always and Taco Cat, but also like classic Belle and Sebastian or the Go-Go's as well. Or even there are times where I hear a bit of Blondie in the music that The Particles make. So again, we'll be featuring The Particles on future episodes of Girly So Groovy. I always love championing, did I get that right? Yeah, cheerleading for obscure, unsung bands like The Particles. Okay, so we've got lots more music to get to. I just want to remind you, hey, let's get social. We are on social media. You can find us on Instagram at GSG Radio, or we're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy, ending in an IE. When you are on both Facebook and Instagram pages, you will see that every week I post the playlist in print, as well as provide links to the bands and musicians featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and I say this week after week, the best part of being social is that you and I can be social. Don't hesitate to send me a message to let me know which bands or musicians you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love. Coming up in the last half hour of the show, I've got music on the way from Pax, Sleater-Kinney, Amel, and The Sniffers. But speaking of bands that are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love, is one band that just keeps kind of popping up in my mind saying, play me, play me, play me, and that is Boston 1990s alternative rock band Belly, up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Your head. Can't fight.